right, so that was Begin. That was a live studio recording by Shallow, S-H-A-L-L-O-U. This is Mimi. You're listening to All the Geets. We are once again missing my partner, Gracie, this week. She went out of town, but you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm really excited about some of the music that I'm going to show you today. I also don't have a lot of stuff planned, so we'll just have to kind of find out what I'm going to play as we go. But I'm excited to be here, and it is just kind of a weird weather outside, honestly, right now. I don't know if any of you guys are outside, but it is like, it looks like it's really cold, and then I stepped out and it was like almost 70 degrees. So I guess that's just fall in New England. But so hopefully you're, you know, enjoying this cloudy, hot New England fall day. At least the leaves are really pretty. And up next, we're going to have Heartless by Dermot Kennedy. Here you go.
Talk, baby, let's just knock it on. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. I got something new to see. You just gon' keep hating me. We just gon' be enemies. I know you can't believe I could just leave it wrong. So I'm gon' make it right. I'm gon' take off. Story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
Thank you. feeling things I've never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond space and time in the afterlife, will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I wanna bring her round to meet ya. I think you like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home, oh. That the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond space and time in the afterlife, will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything. Beyond, I give up, I'm in love, try.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
All right, so... as you just heard, we're in donation season. So if you are wanting to donate to WMFO, please go to donate.wmfo.org. And just some special instructions if you are wanting to donate. We are not going through Tufts anymore. And so when you get to the donation page, when you make the gift, select a school, click other, and then type WMFO, and then you can just go ahead and donate. But right before that, we had just played... actually quite a few songs. We had Beyond by Leon Bridges, Park by Anomaly, Would You by Pink Sweats, and Why Am I Still in LA by Joji. If you haven't checked out Joji's new album yet, which I think Spotify's been hyping pretty hard right now, definitely go do that. He's an incredible artist. It's very moody, very soft boy music. But I think you'd like it, honestly, especially on a cloudy day like this. You can't go wrong. So coming up next, I have some Sampha on the way, some Tennyson, which I'm playing because, well, first of all, Tennyson's pretty good, but also my cousin's favorite producer right now is Tennyson, so there you go. We are going to start with Plastic, 100 degrees Celsius. Here you go.
Magnetic lights in the blue haze. Magnifying glass upon my face. out to space in his inner ears. And like a blossom, you opened up and understood why you could not love. Oh. It's so high up in mountain now. I'm made out of plastic out here. You touch down in the base of my fears. Houston, can you hear that I've been mountain, but mountain down here. I'm made out of plastic out here. You touch down in the base of my fears. Sky high deflating, that is thriving off your lessons. Yes, you are my lantern, shine like house around my ears. The more you speak, the more I see. The more your light grows upon me, and the more it grows, the closer I think you are, the closer I think you are to seeing me whole. What if you don't like what you see? Silhouettes inside a dream. Melting from the light. Hundred by the time. I'm melting from the light. One drip, drip at a time.
moment, please.
That we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know what.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Okay, so I just went ahead and played some Tennyson and Sampha, and that was just another PSA right there for you. But I was just looking because, you know, we had Halloween this last week, and I was like, I'm sure there's bound to be some kind of weird news story that happened over Halloween. And of course, the internet delivered. So I was just reading about this woman who basically she went to Halloween as a zombie, and she just like put in her fake teeth with real adhesive, and as a result got these zombie teeth stuck in her mouth. And so she literally was stuck looking like a zombie for like a day and a half and had to go to the dentist and get it removed, which honestly, that sounds terrifying. I don't know what I would do, because you know there's that feeling of like, you know, when you go to the store and you like put on a ring at the store. Maybe this is not relatable, but you put on like a ring at the store and you're like, oh yeah, like this is really cute, it's like maybe a size too small for me, but like I bet I could just slip it on. And then it gets on and you're like, you know, like whatever, it looks really nice. And then you kind of just try to take it off and it kind of gets stuck over that first knuckle and you're just like, oh my gosh. And kind of the world kind of starts to like close in on you and you feel super claustrophobic. Okay, so now imagine that on your teeth. Like, that just sounds terrible. Anyway, another news story I just read was about how Disney theme parks have ranked among the world's most popular vacation spots for spreading ashes. And so according to one of the custodians at Disneyland, he basically said that the Haunted Mansion probably has so many human ashes in it, it's not even funny. And I was just thinking about that, and that is just terrible. Like, oh my goodness, people are spreading their ashes at Disneyland. Like, do you know how many times that kids drop their food in the bushes or like on something and then they pick it up and still eat it? Like, talk about, you know, when parents are like, oh no, it's fine, I'm building up their immune system. No, you're like allowing your kids to go through basically cannibalism. Like, they're eating ashes, maybe, you know, there's a chance. I don't know, that's a lot for me. Finally, in case you were worried about your pet chickens this weekend or this last week, the CDC just sent out a report that it is actually okay to dress your pet chicken for Halloween. So don't worry about that salmonella in case that was a big concern for you. But anyway, we are about 36 minutes into the show. I have a little bit more music for you. So coming up, we have Thundercat and then some Frank Ocean. I hope you enjoy that.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
where no one can tell their worlds apart. We'll live or die, just take the ride.
By Frank Ocean. Just a quick apology. Sorry, I didn't realize that. I kind of forgot that it has a cuss word in it. But honestly, such a good song. I mean, talking about just like regrets and looking back on your childhood and your past things. And I guess in a New York Times interview, Frank Ocean said that he actually altered his voice in that song to make it sound younger. So I think he probably just made the tone of his voice higher. But I just thought that was interesting in talking about just youthfulness and talking about past mistakes when you're young. And he did that. So coming up next, I have Joshua Tree by Cassius Clay.
I take fear in those who love me. Low lighting with a gated entry. I'm level headed cause I'm never stressing. No. And I stay unsettled, never wanted blessing. So I don't wanna be lost. Was empty, and you're low key in the face of limelight. And you wanna be who you are when it really counts most. So I don't wanna be.
Thank you.
is I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker. Before I close out, this is kind of gross, but I was just looking up this article on BuzzFeed, and basically people have been saving... Well, actually, do you know those, like, little umbilical stumps that, like, babies have, you know, after they get, like, cut from their mom's umbilical cord? So people have been getting jewelry with, like mineralized umbilical stumps to wear in real life. And it's kind of one of the grossest things I've ever seen. But I guess I just don't understand because I'm not a mom. And maybe that's just like a love of a parent kind of thing. But that just sounds disgusting. I hope you've had a good Friday listening and tuning in. Coming up next, we have another show coming up soon. But I'm going to close out with Zach Valeri Blue. Hope you have a good Friday. Bye.
You like my drawings, thank you very much. I smile, you smile. My stomach fills up with butterflies. What do you wanna do today? Go to my house, sit down on the carpet, watch some cartoons, it's up to you. When the sky is blue, I don't know what to think about with you. When the sky is blue, I just look up and think about. When the sky is blue, I don't know what to think about with you. When the sky is blue, just look up and think about. You put your backpack in the backseat, and then you sit down,
sit right next to me.
Yeah, I'll drive you to my parents' house, and then we start making out while we're listening to Cherry Bomb. Order pizza, then we take it outside.
Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day with you. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day with you. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day with you. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day.
Think about